with the state and local authorities.
So is it an option that's on the table?
It is an option that is on the table.
Two teenagers have been charged in connection with the shooting at the Super Bowl rally for the Kansas City Chiefs. One person was killed Wednesday and more than 20 others injured, including children. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Police here in Kansas City are now trying to determine the motive that led to the shooting. Investigators are asking for help. They're asking for help from people who attended this parade, specifically for any cell phone video that may explain how a dispute ended in tragedy.
The recent storm that left more than 41,000 people without power in California has residents preparing for the next storm, whenever that might be. KEYT's Christina Rodriguez spoke with Scott Chalbers.
San Luis Obispo County Director for Emergency Services says you can prepare your home before the storm.
Having food and water on hand, batteries, making sure your medications are up to date, making sure you have fuel in your vehicles.
U.S. wholesale inflation accelerated in January. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
Yeah, Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Fruit.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
A shot and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here and we had some guys in Cabo.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-teens. It looks mostly sunny for Saturday, a little breezy, gusts to 30 miles an hour, and a high in the low 30s. Sunshine, upper 30s to near 40 degrees Sunday, into the 40s next week. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Consumer Electronics. He's appalled that Apple has now become a fierce opponent of self-repair. He says, we wouldn't have had an Apple, except that early innovators like him grew up in a very open technology world. From the start, he points out, openness helped spread innovation and consumer demand. So, why stop the self-repair community, he asks? Two big reasons. Besides letting corporations lock in monopoly profits from the repair industry, it also dissuades customers from bothering with repairs. Just throw the thing away and buy a new one. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you wonder where such massive, deadly levels of pollution by lead, mercury, plastic, etc. come from, look to the gross throwaway ethic of big tech profiteers like Apple. Howdy-ho, folks. Thanks for tuning in and sharing my weekly commentaries. Also, please join me for a live web show I host every other Tuesday, the Hightower Lowdown Happy Hour at the Chat and Chew Cafe. You can join the action live online as I chat with grassroots leaders and progressive sparklies from around the country. Go to HightowerLowdown.org/chatandchew to find out about upcoming guests and watch past episodes. That's HightowerLowdown.org/chatandchew.
This is Morgan Freeman. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is Friday. It's the end of the week. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. No guests today. We got a lot to talk about. Trump's sellout price is $10,000 a plate. I'll tell you about that. Also, a bit of a news roundup. There's an awful lot going on in the world right now. I'll get to that in a second. In the second hour of our program, what is the future of COVID? An amazing new article in Science, the publication of the American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, the AAAS, hypothesizing, well, I'll fill you in the second hour of the program, but it's an amazing, amazing story about where COVID came from, where the common cold came from, and where this all may be going. Also in the second hour of our program, a crazy alert. The Republicans in Utah want the Ten Commandments, taught in public schools. Yeah, right, as American history. I didn't think Jesus was American. Well, actually, Jesus wasn't the Ten Commandments. That was way before him. Anyhow, this is just Russian arms production worries Europe's war planners. Russia is building weapons and manufacturing shells like, you know, no tomorrow. I'll fill you in on the details on that in the third hour of the program. And does America have MAGA fatigue? I'm starting to experience it. How about you? We'll talk about that in the third hour with a piece that Chauncey DeVega wrote. But to start out, just a quick summary of the news. Alexei Navalny apparently died yesterday. Or early this morning, or overnight, or something, and 47 years old. This is, you know, he's a lawyer. He studied law and finance in Russian universities. He went into politics in 1999, just as Putin was getting into leadership. He formed a group called the Anti-Corruption Foundation to open investigations that increasingly went after the Kremlin elite. In 2013, he won 27% of the vote in the Moscow mayoral election, meaning he didn't win, but he was a big deal. And so Putin poisoned him with Novichok, this illegal nerve poison, on a flight from Siberia in 2020. He was evacuated to Germany, where they put him back together. He went back to Russia. He didn't have to. He went back to Russia, and he was immediately arrested and imprisoned for challenging the dictator, Mr. Putin. He's been behind bars for 3 years, ever since he returned to Russia in January of 2021. And Tucker Carlson continues to defend Putin. He was asked by a reporter. This was at the 2024 World Government Summit in Dubai, which is apparently going on right now. Egyptian journalist Imad Eldin Adib asked Tucker Carlson, he said, I'm not going to lecture you, but you should challenge some ideas. You did not talk about freedom of speech when you interviewed Putin. You did not talk about Navalny. And Carlson says, every leader kills people. Leadership requires killing. Honest to God, this is where we're at. I mean, this is nuts. Meanwhile, Fani Willis, she is not on trial, but hey, she's on trial. What's going on right now in Georgia is the Trump defense, the Trump lawyers, telling every prosecutor in America, particularly those who are black and or female, that if you try to touch Donald Trump, you will be publicly humiliated. We will destroy you. This is essentially the message. That's the subtext of the entire, all day yesterday, and now it's going on again today, the hearing in Georgia. And this is all, you know, it's a high-tech lynching. I can't think of any other phrase for it. I mean, you know, and some of the questions, the salacious questions about, you know, when did you have sex and when were you sleeping together? I mean, it's just, who paid for dinner? This is a high-tech lynching, period. I'm just astonished that this judge is tolerating this. I mean, it's a pathetic statement about Judge Scott McAfee or however he says his name. I'm just astonished. We're also expecting, and that's ongoing. Her father testified this morning. He said, "Yep, I told her when she was a little kid to keep cash because I tried to buy something in a store run by white people and they wouldn't take my credit card. They wouldn't take my American Express traveler's checks. They wouldn't take my American Express card. They wouldn't take my Visa card. And so, you know, finally I paid cash. They had to take that." And, you know, he said, I've told her ever since she was a little kid, carry cash. Apparently this is something new and shocking to the white lawyers for Trump and to the white judge. But, you know, it's well known in the black community. So anyhow, at the moment, I think, you know, and also we're waiting for the judge in the, Judge Engoron in the Trump business fraud case in New York to decide to rule today on exactly how much money Donald Trump is going to have to cough up. Of course, you know, Elena Alba, his attorney has already said, you know, we will appeal that as soon as the judgment comes down, we'll appeal it. And we will drag it out so long and so far and try to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. And Donald Trump will never pay a penny of this. I mean, she didn't say all that, but that was the implicit subtext of it. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "Trump's Sellout Price is $10,000 a Plate." Here's the story. During the Super Bowl, you know, Donald Trump tweeted, or it wasn't a tweet, it was on his failing social media platform, his Nazi-infested social media platform. He said, "The Bud Light ad was a mistake of epic proportions, and for that a very big price was paid. But Anheuser-Busch is not a woke company. Anheuser-Busch is a great American brand that perhaps deserves a second chance." So why would he say this? Well, it turns out that the head lobbyist for Anheuser-Busch is throwing a fundraiser for him. $10,000 a plate. And what this, you know, and so suddenly, you know, all their hate of trans people and all their freak out about Dylan Mulvaney and blah, 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 just, you know, set all that stuff aside. There's money on the table. This is the singular value now of the Republican Party is greed. They worship great wealth. They've got a billionaire running for president. The entire Republican network across the United States is supported by right-wing billionaires. The think tanks are founded and funded by right-wing billionaires. The GOP is the billionaire party. They're just all about billionaires. Which, you know, if you're going to pick a constituency, you couldn't pick a better one. They can help you win elections. They can pour money down your throat. They can make life really good for you. Just ask Clarence Thomas. It wasn't always this way. Dwight Eisenhower in the 1950s embraced antitrust and anti-corruption laws. He kept the top income tax rate at 91% on morbidly rich individuals. He kept the top corporate rate at 50%. He expanded GI Bill benefits. He supported free college. He maintained and strengthened regulation of banks. He built the interstate highway system. He encouraged unionization. He funded brand new hospitals, schools, and airports from one end of the country to the other. I mean, there was a time when the Republican Party in the 1950s actually, in some ways anyway, reflected what you could call American values. But not so much now. Now it's all about greed and Putin. The GOP is all about greed and Putin. And now, Moscow Mike Johnson, I'm going to stop calling him MAGA Mike Johnson. You know, he kind of likes being called MAGA Mike Johnson. I think we should start calling him Moscow Mike. Because he just, you know, there's this bill to provide aid to Ukraine and Taiwan and the Palestinian refugees. And Moscow Mike just said, no, nah, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to hold any hearings on it. We're not going to discuss it. In fact, we're going to go on vacation until next month. He just pulled the plug. He just recessed the House of Representatives. They're back home. They're on vacation until March 1st or until February 28th. Well, what happens the day after February 28th? Is today, is this a leap year? Is there February 29th this year? Okay, 2 days after February 28th? Is March 1st. That's the day the government runs out of money. So what he's doing is he's saying, you know, we're going to take 2 weeks off so that when we come back, there will be such a hysterical emergency that we won't have to talk about sending money to Ukraine. Because we don't want to send money to Ukraine because Putin told Trump no. And we do whatever Putin tells Trump to do. Because, you know, it's Moscow Mike. And it's the Moscow GOP. This is not my father's Republican Party, I'm telling you. This is not even an American Republican Party anymore. When seven Republicans go to Moscow to celebrate the 4th of July, when Rand Paul is making secret trips during the Trump presidency to hand deliver top secret documents from Donald Trump's hand into Putin's hand, something has really gone to hell.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And that something, of course, would be the GOP. So, it's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
News, talk, and sports. Talk about your trouble.
Get this guy a chalk stripe and a cookie.
1400 AM, 999 FM, WRJN.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, just go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com and use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Just text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Russ in Hickory Hills, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, before I get to my question, well, I want to talk to you. It was out last week. I'm surprised you ain't said it. Hungary's now the poorest country in the world or in Europe, Tom. He's destroyed their economy.
It would not be in the world. I guarantee you that. It would have to be.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking Pakistan, but they're poor. But what I call is, if Biden wins, is it time you think that we start going after Trump for treasons and bring him up on charges, and if, you know, life in prison or he gets excommunicated out of this country? Because enough is enough of this guy, Tom. You got 17 states, it's Black History Month. They're telling you what you can and can't state, and he's over there encouraging it.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of this guy, Tom. He's going to drain the RNC. What was it? Michael Steele said Minnesota's got $53 in their pulpit for the race this year, and the Democrats are going after 33 House seats. And his daughter-in-law saying, nope, all the money's got to go to Trump. I mean,
I know,
we've
got to
punch this party in the mouth, Tom.
Maybe, Russ. You know, Napoleon famously said words to the effect of, when your enemy is destroying himself, don't intervene.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's be honest. If Biden wins, though, Tom, you know Garland ain't going to be there. They'll get rid of this other guy. We got to punch this party in the mouth. They're just not, Tom, they're going to feel invincible if we let Trump just
I think
walk
the Republican
away.
Party is running scared right now. I really do. And I think they realize
well,
that
that's
they've
what
got
Nikki
a traitor,
today.
Traitor running their party. Yeah. Yeah. It's and then, you know, they've got, you know, Moscow Mike in the, you know, running the House of Representatives, which is just truly bizarre. So, yeah. Russ,
what do you think? Should he be brought up on charges?
Well, he's already been brought up on charges. I mean, he's facing 91
counts.
Well,
I mean, no, if Biden wins, treason charges.
I don't know.
Talking
I don't know about treason. I do think that he should be charged with sedition. I thought he was, should have been charged with sedition from the get-go. They apparently thought that would be a, you know, a heavy lift and probably would no way, you know, a trial would be completed before the election. So they went with what they went with. But, yeah, I would say,
you know,
sedition.
I just look at it this way, Tom. Let's be honest. He wins November 5th, November 7th. We go right after him. There's no holding back. I mean, it's over for Trump.
Well, it should be. It should be. One would certainly hope that you know, he's held to account for as many crimes. And frankly, I'd love to see him held to account for the 500,000 Americans who died of COVID because Trump, you know, ran the pandemic in a way that was just a screaming disaster. But, Russ, your points are well made. Thank you very much. Elizabeth in Staten Island, New York. Hey, Elizabeth, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Tom. So back in The Guardian had an article back in November, I believe 19th of 2023, and this is what it said: can a socialist ex-Marine fill Joe Manchin's seat in West Virginia? His name is Zach Shrewsbury, and he's running for Joe Manchin's seat. He's a progressive. He was in the Marines. And I just kind of want to highlight this. So I didn't even know about this till I read this article. And then he did a great ad on Twitter. Maybe some of your listeners want to look, because I want to get out there that there are people that are running that we could support.
Right.
I don't know if he'd be good to have on your show, but
we only put people on the show after they've won a primary. So,
I'm sorry. I didn't want to
insert myself
okay.
in the middle of a local primary where I really don't know
I
the
understand.
Local issues. But once
okay,
the primaries open over in West Virginia and primaries all around the country, once they're over, we will be having a lot of Democratic candidates on the air here. The door is open
wonderful.
To any Democratic
wonderful.
Candidate who wants to come on. In fact, there's a Troy Miller, who used to be our producer, and he's now running for Congress from West Virginia. And we are going to
oh,
break
really?
Out.
Oh, really? That I didn't know about. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get Troy on. So anyway, a lot going on. Elizabeth, thank
great.
You for the call, and thanks for the heads
thank
up.
You.
Yep. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, and it's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with your calls. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown
to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, LovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A state judge in New York has ordered Donald Trump and his businesses to pay more than $350 million for fraudulent business activities. Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
This is also about making sure that Donald Trump and the Trump Organization can't serve as directors or officers in the state of New York for 3 years, that they can't take out loans in New York.
President Biden today made it clear who he thinks is to blame for the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny.
Russian authorities are going to tell their own story. Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
CBS News Chicago reporter Charlie DeMar has the latest now on the shooting after the Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City.
Two juveniles are now facing gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Future hearings could determine if they'll be tried as adults, with more serious charges expected.
The mother of two was shot and killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Lizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and 24 people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Albo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-teens. It looks mostly sunny for Saturday, a little breezy, gusts to 30 miles an hour, and a high in the low 30s. Sunshine, upper 30s to near 40 degrees Sunday. Into the 40s next week. Currently, we're at 15.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Albo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Whoa, things are getting weird for Republicans in the House of Representatives. You know, the star witness for Comer Pyle, that's what Jeff Tiedrich is calling him. James Comer is the head of the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee. And his star witness, the guy that he keeps, you know, he's been on Fox like, you know, 30 times or something talking about this guy's testimony, and he was there. He heard the bribery attempt. They were going to give $5 million to Joe and Hunter and all this quack, 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 quack. Turns out the guy completely lied through his teeth. Now, we just learned that he lied yesterday when the guy was arrested in Las Vegas. But this raises the question, and Democrats in the House of Representatives are saying, maybe we should have a hearing and look into this. What did James Comer know, and when did he know it? Or Comer Pyle, if you want to call him that. Didn't the FBI tell him that his main witness, who was claiming to be, you know, with the FBI, was a fraud and a liar? Also, another Republican in the House of Representatives having some problems right now, that'd be Matt Gaetz. The House Ethics Committee, now, according to ABC News, has acquired text messages between a young woman who was basically being paid to have sex with Matt Gaetz at drug parties that she was paid to attend. And apparently she's got the receipts. The Daily Beast says they've looked at the documents and they're pretty airtight. Matt Gaetz is going down, it seems. I mean, you know, you never know. But this is why Gaetz, or at least according to press reports, this is why Gaetz launched the challenge to Kevin McCarthy's speakership. It was because Kevin McCarthy allowed the committee to go forward with their investigation, the ethics committee to go forward with their investigation of Matt Gaetz. Incredible stuff. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Jade in Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Jade, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I would like to say two things. First of all, rest in power to Mr. Navalny.
Amen.
And I would like to convey a personal story about fascism in the family, and I would just ask for a couple moments to explain.
Go for it.
From 2019 to 2023, I lived at one of my dad's friend's houses that he inherited from when his mother passed away. And it was a great place to be, really helpful for bringing some stability in my life and affordable housing, and I was very grateful for that. But in 2019... my younger brother signed up for the Marines, and we don't talk about politics or about how we view the world. I never really kind of knew what he believed in, and I was very supportive of him joining the military because I come from a long line of my family serving our country. And not even less than 2 years into his service, if you want to call it that, he got busted for doing cocaine while traveling back and forth when he was off duty.
Jade, could you cut to the point of your call here? There's a whole bunch of people waiting to get on to share or ask questions or whatever. I have no idea where you're going.
Yeah. Well, it's a long story, but once he got home, some time had passed, and I asked him about if he knew about January 6th, and he said, no, I never heard of it. I was in the military. We weren't allowed to know about that stuff. And I didn't believe that version of the story. And then a couple months passed by, and I confronted him because I had a gut feeling in my heart that he voted for Donald Trump and that he was a white nationalist, and I wanted to call him out on it and hear directly face-to-face how he felt. And he told me that believe whatever you want. And I didn't like that answer, and I think he's a coward for not being upfront about what he really believes about the world. And
so you're upset with your brother for being a right winger. I get it, Jade. I would.
I just wanted to say that I think a lot of other people are going through some very difficult family situations, and it makes me feel better to know that I'm not alone and I can voice that out.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jade. Yeah, and good luck. All I can say is that if one of my brothers was a Trump follower, I would still love him as my brother, and I would just avoid talking politics with him. But I can't give you advice. I'm just telling you what I would do. I hope you guys can work it out. Jade, thank you for the call. PJ in LaGrange, Illinois. Hey, PJ, what's on your mind today?
It's Burnham, Illinois.
Vernon, Illinois, did you say?
Burnham, B-U-R-N.
Okay,
H-A-N.
You got it. Permanently fixed.
I got an answer. I'm sorry?
I permanently fixed your address in our database, so the next time I won't call out the wrong name for the city. Anyhow, what's on your mind, PJ?
I got an ancestor, General Samuel Bell Maxey. He was a major general in the Confederate Army. At the end of the war, he was barred under section of the 14th, Section 3 Amendment. He had to get a pardon from President Johnson, and his roommate at West Point stood up for him, Ulysses S. Grant. The question is, why aren't they going for how the 14th and 3rd were used in the time as opposed to the stuff and nonsense of today?
Do you mean why aren't members of Congress being held to account for participating in the January 6th insurrection or supporting it, giving aid and comfort? I'm not sure I understand your question.
That'll work, but the Supreme Court is deciding on these issues, and yet there is precedent in the historical use of the 14th and Section 3.
Right. Yeah, it's substantial. Our Supreme Court right now is run by MAGA cranks. I mean, I'm not expecting. I have very low expectations for anything coming out of this court, and it's been that way, you know, basically since the Republicans took it over in the 1970s. This court has gotten progressively more and more and more right wing over the years, I think that's why they're not going to be prosecuting these people, if I understood your question correctly.
Finish up the story. He was after he got his pardon, he was a two-term U.S. senator from Texas, and he continues. There's a fort named after him, Fort Maxey, in Texas, and it's just incredible when the Supreme Court uses precedent as a hammer. Why isn't anybody pushing how it was used in the past? That's all.
Well, there's a lot of us talking about it, like I said, this court you can't rely on to do anything that other than support the interests of rich people and big corporations. PJ, thank you for the call. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Very much. I wanted to offer some fun for sciencey stuff.
Cool.
And also. The dire nature of us making bad decisions. The grasslands of the African belt have what are referred to as acacia forests, which are these lumps of acacia trees. And in the acacia trees are a species of ant that's referred to as the acacia ant. And the acacia ant has had a relationship with the acacia tree for millions of years. And they have created this symbiosis with the tree wherein they use the thorns that come off of the stems by biting into them. And I guess you'd say like a gall, the thorn will swell up, and then they'll cut a hole in it, and they'll make an apartment out of it. And there will also, and there will also be like galleries under the bark in a non-destructive way for the tree. Mm-hmm. And the tree actually creates these little chunks of carbohydrate that are referred to as Belgian bodies that the ant has like a loaf of bread. And the coup de grace of this whole thing is that there are sap-sucking insects, nymphs, like an aphid, that are actually cared for and herded and then milked of their honeydew. As you know, their excrement is honeydew. It's the concentrated sugars of the sap.
Right.
And the ants use that as an additional food source. So there's this amazing thing going on this tree, and the elephants that would like to forage on the trees are held at bay because these ants in their relationship with the tree have the ability to pack quite a wallop of a sting.
Wow.
So all of this beautiful thing is going on, and it all unraveled. There is something called the big head ant that got introduced from the tropics into the savanna grassland, and it has been noticed that all the trees are getting torn down by the elephants. And they're like, what's up? Well, the trees don't have any acacia ants in them. What's up? Well, the acacia ants are predated on by carnivorous big-headed ants.
Oh, no.
And so it gets even worse, because as the savannas are torn down of their trees, the lions that would use the presence of these islands of trees as blinds to be able to get up on a herd of, say, zebra, are basically right out there in the open, visible for the entire herd to see. And all you need is one zebra to see you coming.
Right.
And so
the entire ecosystem's been thrown into chaos, basically, by this invasive species.
Chaos by this one ant species from the tropics. Yeah. Now, I haven't got confirmation yet, but I fault Belt and Road. That's where this has to be coming from. The idea of everything that has come into Africa via China, and then all of the things that are being drawn out of Africa by China. Mm-hmm. And then also, it's always good to remember what Vladimir Putin has done with Wagner in China, which is timber, diamonds, and gold.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's a busy bee in Africa, taking the fat of the land and becoming incredibly wealthy elsewhere as Africa is decimated.
You know, a good analogy with the flathead ants is us. I mean, what the way that we've disrupted ecosystems all over the planet. Yeah, an amazing story, Rich. Thank you for sharing that with us. Nice to hear
You're
from
welcome.
You. Thank you. It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. We'll be back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with your calls on the other side of this.
On air, WRJN.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Lovell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
Not dumb. And Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of Americans. And that's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real game changer. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CBDistillery.com. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. 7 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Michael in Chicago. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it would be probably better if you got your mouth a little closer to the microphone, but it's fine, Michael. What's up?
Oh, okay. I'm going to talk about 17-year-old young people voting, actually voting in the primary elections in 24 states and in Washington, D.C. And I like to emphasize the fact that they are voting in Washington, D.C. It's legal. Now, the catch is, the ruling is, a 17-year-old can vote in a primary, but only if that 17-year-old kid will become 18 years old by the general election, which is in November 2024. Right. That's the key thing. But, you know, there's still a large number, and it's only in 24 states. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. It's been in Illinois since 2014. And it's a very good ruling, but a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people in the United States, when you ask them, how young could you be to vote? They say you got to be 18 to vote. You got to be 18. Well, in the general election in November, that's true. But in the primaries, the federal government is allowing the states to lower the age thing in the primaries. But a lot of people don't know about this.
Right.
There are 4 million 17-year-old kids in the entire United States. But since only half the states are active in this, we'll cut it down to 2 million because there's only half the states have the laws. Of the 2 million, the ruling that you got to be 18 years old in order to qualify, that cuts it back another million to 1 million. So we've still got 1 million young people who are 17-year-old who can vote in the primaries if we tell them about it.
Right.
Now, there's another ruling maybe you've heard about that 16-year-old kids in 18 states can pre-register for the elections.
Yep.
They cannot vote at 16. No, they cannot vote, but they can pre-register for an election. And this would be important, but only if you tell the child, are you and your family going to stay in where you're living for the next 1 or 2 years? Because this is a long-term thing. If they're going to move in 3 months, it doesn't do any good. If they're going to pre-register at age 16.
I get it. So was the point of your call, Michael, to make sure that anybody who's got a 17-year-old in their house knows that maybe they'll be able to vote this fall, depending on where they live?
Absolutely, to publicize this a little bit.
There you
because
go.
I want to tell you who's taking advantage of this. I know all kind of people, Republicans, Democrats. I try to get along with everybody, but I'm a liberal progressive. But I'm hearing that the Republicans are going door to door in the northern part of Chicago trying to re-register 17-year-old kids. The Republicans are getting their children, and they're forcing their children even. They're getting very strict on it, like Trump. They're pushing their children. You do this or you're in trouble, you know. They're really pushing to get their 17-year-old children and people door-to-door to vote. I think the Democrats got to talk about 17-year-old voting. The Democrats got to do this and then get these 17-year-old kids to vote. And now the ruling on the 16-year-old only became legal in Illinois in January 1st of this year. We've had 17-year-old kids voting since 2014, 2014.
Right.
But now you've got volunteers going to a couple of Chicago high schools. They're registering the seniors as 17-year-olds to vote, and they're registering the juniors as 16-year-olds to pre-register.
Yeah. That's great. That's all great. Michael, thank you. Your publicity hope, I think, has been accomplished. A lot of people probably just heard what you had to say. And thanks for saying it. It's a public service announcement for the day. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls. And I got to tell you about the future of COVID. This is an amazing study in Science Magazine. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. and home of the Packers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday noon to 3. Could you go all day without looking at your cell phone? We'll discuss on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.